back to the broadcast. Don't forget, this is the last day on WWCR. We move to 11920 WWRB. That's 11920 WWRB. 11920 WWRB. Let's go back to the telephones. Let's see what Bruce in Colorado has to say. Hello, Bruce.
Oh, hi there. I just want to let you know that there is no doubt, as far as the filtering is concerned, of Alex Jones and a number of other Patriot websites. What he did was he had an expert to go back and check, and he was actually able to trace the point at which there was a problem. It was, you can trace through the Internet. And he called the offending company, one of the offending companies, which was Time Warner, and they said, yeah, that's true. It is a block, and it's broken, and nobody can access it through our service, can access your site. You're absolutely right. But to get down to the motive, he said, we're not going to do anything about it. To get down to the motive, all you had to do was just check all the other Patriot websites and see that none of them would go through Time Warner or America Online.
Uh-huh.
So this is a definite thing. He's gotten hundreds of emails from all over the country. He's estimated something like 35% is gone. 35% of the people can't get to his website.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a maybe. It's a for sure thing. But as far as the motive, we can only give a percentage value to that. I would say off the top of my head, 90 to 95% that's the motive, just by looking at all the other websites that can't be accessed.
Well, the maneuvering of the Bill of Rights and the destruction of it is well underway, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Not just from this, but from a lot of other things. They're pretty much, the New World Order is pretty much in distress. By the way, I have a listing of various scriptures which point to New World Order activities.
I understand.
And I'd like to give that website out if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's PSI Council, Psi Council, but it's spelled P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, council.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much, there's another thing I want to let you know, but I don't give much credence to this one. It comes through Militia of Montana. They say that some high percentage of people going over the southern border are Chinese and have potassium iodate. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. I don't give that a lot of credit, but it comes from them.
Well, listen, at this stage, the way things are set up in our country, anything is possible.
Oh, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying they've got so many threats that are coming through so many different channels that it's kind of like you're boxing with somebody and you point your fist at their face and they look at their face and they try to block it and then you hit them right in the solar plexus. And that, to me, looks like the tactic that they're pulling.
Yeah,
with the avian flu and the guys coming over the border and this and that, and then wham, they hit you where you don't know what's going to happen.
That's very thought-provoking, and right on, really, you know, because here we have scenarios that are being created for us, have been for a long time. It's the destruction of our sovereign constitutional republic that's been democratized. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it. People, you've got to wake others up and increase our numbers to put the pressure where it needs to be. The Pentagon, the center of the pentagram. The pentagram is the upside-down five-pointed star, which is the Congressional Medal of Honor. Go tell, go figure. We'll be back. Stay with us.